AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There are reports out of Germany a suspect has been identified in the deadly attack at a Christmas market in Berlin. A number of media outlets are reporting police found documents in the truck cab that crashed into a crowd, and they were issued to a man from Tunisia. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility. Brunella Capatini was in that market. She says people cannot live in fear.
You must be free. You want to be free. You cannot live constantly being afraid that something can happen. It can happen. And yesterday did.
And yesterday she referred to as Monday. German authorities had to release two suspects arrested due to insufficient evidence. Now the rescue work begins in Mexico. Authorities have not yet determined what set off the explosions at a fireworks market. At least 29 people were killed. A local mayor says they will find out who is responsible. President Obama is ordering as off-limits part of the Atlantic and the Arctic to oil drilling. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
The move affects 6,000 square miles of the Atlantic and 195,000 in the Arctic, where Canada's taking similar steps. And the president hopes it'll be tough for his pro-drilling successor to reverse. He's acting under a 50s law that lets presidents permanently withdraw from use any currently unleased areas of the outer continental shelf. Environmentalists contend the law's explicit, but industry groups say Donald Trump could simply override a ban, as George W. Bush did in 2008. The dispute could unleash a lengthy court fight, but Obama sees a drilling curb as central to his environmental legacy. Mark Smith at the White House.
Activists in Syria say the last buses meant to evacuate rebels and civilians from Aleppo have been delayed for nearly 24 hours. The reasons for the delay aren't clear. This is AP Radio News. There is a deal in place with Volkswagen that gives owners of some diesel vehicles caught up in VW's emissions cheating scandal the option of a buyback. This is Assistant Attorney General John Cruden.
This outcome provides a mechanism for Volkswagen to make the environment whole by removing the cars from the road and by offsetting harmful emissions that resulted from their cheating.
VW believes it can bring the other vehicles into compliance with pollution regulations and will not offer a buyback if that is the case.
Wherever you go,
Richard Marx says he wasn't a hero.
I will be right here waiting for you.
The singer and his wife, Daisy Fuentes, recorded an incident on a Korean Air flight. Richard Marx apparently intervened when an unruly passenger disrupted the flight and had to be restrained. Marx criticized the flight crew for failing to properly restrain the man. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.